You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
What we're doing when we're busy for it, guided by the Lord, then it is worth it. is a very famous American artist, James Webster. He also became famous. Someone came to purchase his
painting.
How much? All artists, the writers, and painters, they all became famous after his
life.
But then we Christians don't have to wait until we die to be
obedient.
Because the message that we preach, our message is from 2,000 years ago. The message has never been changed. Those who believe and obey will be blessed. Those who do not believe or hate God will miss. wish for new opportunities, new chances.
但是如果里面没有改变的话，外面的机会仍然给我们制造。
But if we are unchanged inwardly, then our opportunities will be wasted.
你带着新的盼望，带着新的希望，因为我们里面没有改变。
Without any change within, the new chances will only bring new disappointments.
所以耶稣来，他参加一些辛苦的工作。
So the Lord Jesus came on.And no one will pour new wine into old wineskins because the old wineskins will break.
So we need to shift to the
new So we have to become new creations.
Like in all
the promises that blessings mentioned in the Bible can be actualized in our
lives.
But in Christ we are new creations. And during the retreat, we especially emphasize on the new creation. Everything that you can touch, you can see, are all called old creation. Only if anyone is in Christ, it's a new creation. What is a new creation? It's a God of man, and that is new creation. The Christian is the only unique new creation in the universe. The sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, they're all
creation.
The book of Hebrews tells us that one day the heaven and earth will be rolled away by the garment, everything will pass away. On the new heaven and earth will come. But today, among the old creations, but God obtained a group of new creations. Jesus Christ is the head, the beginning of new creations. The first Adam failed. But the last Adam has become the head, the beginning of new creations. The first Adam represents everyone today in the world. But who have not believed in Jesus. But yet, Jesus is the last Adam, and from him came the new creation. That in humanity we have the Godhead, the
God-God-Initiative.
In the creation, there's the indwelling of God
himself.
We can be united with the world and become one spirit with him. When we talk about these truths, just like we were seeing the song, we cannot contain ourselves, we cannot remain seated. When we talk about the new creation, the indwelling of Christ and being united with Christ, we shall all jump up for joy. And that is amazing grace. So the amazing grace does not limit to only our sickness being healed. But the amazing grace is that we have Christ as our
Savior.
In Christ, I am a partaker of God's great promises, God's purpose, and everything, His plan. But I forgot to mention one thing at the retreat. So now please pay attention. When we talk about new creation, it doesn't mean only God plus man. What we have obtained being in the new more than what Adam had lost in the Garden of Eden. Before Adam
died,
at the most, he was a sinless man.
He had nothing
to do with God's glory, and he cannot be called holy.
第一个讲到我们得到新的生命和信心。
First, we have obtained new life and new nature.
我们可以一一动用新型的人
生。So we can live in the newness of life.
就像我从前讲的一个姊妹，她的先生为她做见证，她的师徒一些都不能得罪上人哄她的吧。
Just like I mentioned to you before, her husband testified for his wife that before she was a Christian, you cannot offend her. She get very mad. You say something that she does not like, she would make a big fuss like a man. But then after she became a Christian, her husband says now she's like a dead head without any response to offenses. Let me tell you, being a Christian, you probably cannot do this only if you are in Christ. So please do not take the risk to offend some Christians, they might hit you. You have to make sure that he or she is a new creation, then you can try. If you realize that he or she is a new creation in me, then you will not even have the heart to do that. Secondly, we receive new grace and new opportunities.
God is God of the second chance.
God is God of second chance. He always gives us second chance. Forgive me for saying that, but God can also give us third, fourth chance, 70 times 7, because Christ always loves us. But He does not want us to continue to live in sin. He does not want us to indulge our flesh. So please do not take God today or neglect the new chances that He gives
us.
Yes, we will sin. But the most important thing is not just to confess our sins.
To
really repent, then your confession will have value.
Only
that we will make a new turn to God. But we will take the lessons before God and will not repeat it again. God does not give us another chance
to
the price has been paid the price by his suffering as well on
Christ.
But in the Old Testament times, if you sin, then you have to kill a bull or a lamb.
If
you go home and sin again, they have to offer another sacrifice. So the author, the book of Hebrews says, like Paul says, do not take our sacrifice lightly and then sin
people.
The third is a new goal, a new life, and the fourth, a new purpose, a new work.
那这可以讲到我们人生需要有一个非常清楚具体的几个永恒的标杆。
So it tells us that our life should have a very concrete goal.
这样子我们不仅仅不浪费生命，这个做我们的目的。
So not only that, we will not ruin the purpose of God's creation.
我们不浪费我们人生所有的投资。
And we will not waste our life and investment.
今天每一个人都是投资神救主的。
Do we know that every one of us is an investor?
虽然你可能不懂银行、不懂商业、不懂投资
，You might not understand banking or business investment.
可是今天我们在座的每一个人，不管有多大年纪、多少年纪，我们都是一个投资者。
But today, whatever age we are in, we are all investors.
我们怎么样用我们的时间、用我们的金钱、用我们的恩赐、用我们所有的力量
？How we use our time, our money, our talent, and our energy?
送的是什么？送的就是什么。
Whatever we reap, we will sow. Whatever we sow, we will reap.
今天我们种的，将来就要收。
Today, whatever we sow today, we will reap in the future.
今天我们所收的，当然就是过去种的。
And today we reap what we sow in the past.
所以是千万不得的，不要窒息啊！这件事。
We cannot be deceived. God cannot be mocked.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.